listening friend, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 13th, 2014. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That's an exhortation I would pray for all of us today as we're mindful of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he's done for us, what he continues to do for us, how even in this very day he desires to work in and through our situation. And regardless of whether we're cooperative, he's still going to accomplish his will. So let's walk in cadence with the Spirit's leading. And there's a lot going on this month. In fact, for most all of you that have children or are teachers or are affiliated with the University of Illinois or Parkland College, it's time for school to start for me and my little Esther. She has classes this Thursday. So this week, let's see, Monday night, they had a special prayer and worship gathering for the students and the families to pray up the new school year. On Tuesday, we dropped off school supplies and got to know Esther's kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Scopp. Her husband happens to be my physician or my medical doctor. It's kind of funny. So the Scopp family's working on the whole Burns family. But I'm thinking, Jason, I know the Muhammad School District begins next week, and I think by the end of this month, all the people will be in school. I'm just thinking, how about praying up this new school year for the teachers, the families, how God will use the curriculum, whether it's a public school or a private school, or even for the parents that are homeschooling, maybe get us all grounded. This is really the month that, you know, there's that whole shift from the summertime into the school year that these children, these men and women, even the students at the University of Illinois, that somehow through wisdom, through the study of various subjects, they're going to seek after God or know God, or he'll be revealed just through truth. So maybe pray up that God will use these teachers. I know a lot of our listeners, many of our teachers are involved in the university setting and just all the support network that allow the schools to deliver the teaching for our kids. So maybe pray all that up, and then have a few announcements down the road.
One thing I would say is this. In your neighborhood, most likely, there is a bus stop. Now, I talked about this last year, and so I'm going to talk about it again this year. Probably talk about it again the year after, and we'll just keep going. I got a lot of kids, so a lot of reminders about school and what needs to be done for school. But in your neighborhood is most likely a bus stop, or a bus goes by your neighborhood, through your neighborhood, if you have some kids in there. And I would just challenge everybody, you know, my wife and I were talking about it again this morning, this idea of that bus stop should be a prayer stop. Even if it's, you know where it's at, and whenever you go by it, you spend just a moment, you drive by it in your car, spend a moment and just say, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you will protect the children who are at that stop, that you will bless them and you'll keep them, that you will bless the wheels on that bus. I mean, just this idea that we know that kids are congregating there, so let's make these a point of prayer, or at least a place where we are reminded to pray. You know, we're people who need reminders. We forget often, our lists overshadow the things that need to happen. So what a great idea that if you know you have a bus stop in your neighborhood, just make that a point of prayer, that you pray towards that and into that and through that. You know there's kids in the morning and in the evening who are going to be at that stop. You know, and parents are going to be picking them up. And, you know, maybe if you're lucky enough that you've got a younger kid and you actually walk them to that bus stop, that's a place where you can pray. Be bold and pray openly with your kids there. You know, we try when we walk our kids over there. Now, my son, he's 8, so he doesn't really want us to walk in, him over there anymore. He's kind of doing the independence thing. But in the driveway, we try and do it. But, you know, maybe just stop and pray. You know, be this kind of bold ambassador for Christ that allows people to say, you know what, you can pray out in public with your kids in the midst of this. You should do that. I mean, we're sending our kids off to school in the midst of a bunch of other kids and in the midst of learning and all. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are happening there. And is school a safe place? Yeah, I think school is probably a physically a safe place. But is school a spiritually safe place? I think it's as safe as anywhere else. Satan attack our kids wherever they're at. And you know what? I know that Satan would love to attack my kids when I'm not there to spiritually make war against him. And so I think that's why if you're a parent right now, you're going to do an amen, because that's our kids come home with all kinds of crazy stuff from school. And we're like, wait, where'd you hear that? What are you talking about? You know, because I think they just encounter so many different things. And so we need to be praying for our kids. So.
And I think you also last year testified a few different times where that bus stop is where you get to meet other parents. Mm-hmm. And you can get to know them and you can use it as an evangelistic opportunity. And when I say that, it doesn't mean you have to pull out the Bible and start reciting scripture verses. You can just ask them, hey, right. What's your children's name? What are their interests? Where do you live? And get to know them. And sometimes that's the most effective evangelistic tool, is just have that listening ear and engage in a conversation.
Yeah, in fact, we have a couple that attend our community group. They have a young son, same age as my son. And the wife comes over and watches our kids during the day. Sometimes if we have to run an errand, we had to do it yesterday, so she came over and watched the kids. But they've grown to become very good friends of ours, and they were bus stop parents. They were parents that we met, you know, because we went down the block to the bus stop every morning and got to meet Amy and Eric there, and through that became good friends with them. And so it's a great place to testify and be a testimony. It's really kind of interesting, too, because recently we were having a discussion. Their family and our family were having this discussion. They had come over, and I said something. I said, or I did something, I'm not exactly sure, but she said to me, she said, if I didn't know you, I wouldn't believe that. And it's because she knows us, because we built relationship. So, I mean, sometimes we got to be careful. We don't go to the bus stop. Like, I didn't go to the bus stop with, you know, the 4-inch thick Bible, and, you know, I got the overcoat with the tracks inside of it. You know, I just open the coat and pull out the track. I didn't have any of that kind of stuff. What I did is I just went over there in love, mainly to shepherd my own son, but in the process, always with an ear towards how can we shepherd and love other people too. Mm. And some would say, well, that's because you're a pastor. No, that's not because I'm a pastor. That's because I'm a follower of Jesus. Everybody who became a follower of Jesus in the Bible, in one way or another, became a shepherd of some folks. And so God might want you to shepherd just in your neighborhood and there. But that bus stop, I think, is just such a crucial place. And there are kids. So, I mean, why would we not want to pray powerfully there? You know, if you forget to pray about everything else in your day, let's remember to pray about our kids and our grandkids. That's so important. So let's ask the Lord to do what only He can do. Lord, we just pray for the school year that's coming up. Lord, there's a lot of people right now who are trying to check off lists and get supplies and get prepared. Teachers who are setting up rooms and beginning to look at class lists, and bus drivers who are looking at their routes and beginning to wonder how many kids are going to be on the bus and will the bus run properly. Am I going to get that old bus, or am I going to get the new bus? Lord, there are so many people who are kind of aligning themselves into this next year of school that's going to be happening this week and next week, that we just pray that you would calm hearts, that you would, by your Holy Spirit, just give them a divine encouragement and assurance in what they're doing, Lord. Give them the boldness to speak truth, to be able to guide in a loving way. We pray that just protection over the schools and the classrooms, over those bus stops and buses. We pray that they would be a place where there would be faithful Christians who would make war against what the enemy might try and bring to our kids. And Lord, I just pray a revival in the schools. I pray a revival for the ability to be able to talk about the things of God. I pray that those who are hardened to the gospel would be somehow softened by your Spirit. That school would be a place where our kids can share and celebrate their faith, because their faith defines them, Lord. You define them, and therefore, Lord, they can be who you created them to be. And Lord, I just pray for, even just right now, the parents who are shopping for supplies. Lord, I pray that they could be a good witness in the midst of kind of the craziness in the aisles with the notebooks and the crayons and all those things. Lord, that they could strike up conversations with people. Lord, I just pray right now, even in the midst of all this movement, God appointments, the appointments that you are making where we're to meet people that we didn't expect to meet along the way. Lord, knitting and connecting. And Lord, I pray for the churches, because I know that at this time we begin to launch new ministries. We begin to bring people back from summer, and they're being more involved in things. Bible studies are beginning. Lord, prayer times are gearing up. And Lord, there's a lot happening in a lot of places. And so, Lord, I just pray faithfulness. I pray perseverance. I pray strength. I pray, most of all, just a clarity from your Holy Spirit. And I pray that a clarity from our part, Lord, that we would listen and we would hear from heaven, that we would hear your Spirit, and that we would move in obedience. And Lord, I also pray in the midst of all of it, a deep sense of joy that transcends the fleeting nature of happiness. A deep joy inside of us, because we carry your Son Christ with us. And so, Lord, just for all the schools, the administrators, the bus drivers, those working in retail right now, the parents, the kids, Lord, everybody, we pray just your blessing and your mercy, your grace and your goodness to be upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. isn't it great to know that we have a God that can sort through every single prayer going on at every single moment of every single day and respond very personally and specifically, and he has the power and the authority and the wisdom and the grace and the mercy and the love to pull it all off. It's just kind of amazing.
Yeah, and I have to laugh. We were at Target last week, and we were in the middle of that school section that they've got with these big dump-ins full of crayons, and, you know, it was, like, packed full of people, and there were these kids running around like, ah! And the mom, all of a sudden, she just grabs the cart handle hard, and she goes, "Lord, help me." And I'm like, now we're having a revival, you know, and it made me laugh because I thought, I wonder how many other parents are really, you know, and we say it kind of in a funny way, but I wonder how many parents are really leaning into the Lord, because this is a tough time. I mean, for some parents to send their kids off to school for the first time, for some parents to send their kids off at all, to do all the shopping, to do all the things that need to happen. I mean, all different places we went, I was like, everywhere's crazy. Whether you're buying crayons or shoes or whatever you're buying, it just seems, and parents are like, ah, you know, because there's expectation and stress and, you know, schedules are radically changing for people. And so I just wonder, in this time, what a great opportunity as parents, you know, seek after the Lord as they realize, I've got no strength here. This is another thing that I just don't know how I'm going to navigate. And, you know, we can always navigate because we can lean into the Lord.
Yeah, I think that key is leaning into him, drawing on his strength and his wisdom and his guidance. And
you know, I was listening to something doing on Monday, on my day off, I built a bike rack in my garage. I had some extra wood laying around, and the kids are throwing we got this huge garage, and the kids are throwing their bikes. They throw their bikes all over the middle of so we got a van. You know, if you put the van in there, which is, you know, I don't know how many feet wide the van is, they spread their bikes almost to the van. If you take the van out and put my car in, which is quite a bit narrower than the van, they spread their bikes out to my car.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what is wrong with you guys? It's like just one of those things. It's like a touch point for me. So I had this extra wood laying around, so I built a bike rack. My wife was actually, once again, she's like shocked. She's like, I didn't even know you could feed yourself.
Latent skills.
Well, she just doesn't. She's like, oh, my gosh. I thought after last week when you mastered doorknobs, but this is all, you know, I know. So I don't eat with a bib anymore or anything like that. And so I built this bike rack. So I'm out there in the garage, and I'm doing all these things. And so I was listening to a teacher on the podcast, and he gave this something I had never heard before, never in all my studies. And I know that this is one of your key verses, Mark.
Proverbs.
Proverbs 3.
5 and 6.
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. What is it?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I love that. With all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Not on your own understanding. But in all your ways. How many ways? All your ways. Acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths or make your path straight. So,
yeah. So, the Hebrew word there for path is not external. It's internal. It's not a path like the way towards something. The word has an internal quality. So the guy was saying that when it says that he'll make your path straight, it's not saying that he'll guide you on the right path. It's actually that he'll straighten all the twisted things inside of you.
Oh.
Which makes that verse have a whole, because it says to trust him with all your heart, an internal quality, lead not into your own understandings. Again, don't lean into something that you don't so it's another internal quality.
Yeah.
So then why would there suddenly be, and then acknowledge him, another internal quality. So then why would there suddenly be this, he'll make your path straight, this external quality? And I never really even thought about it, but this guy said that. And so I just thought, wow, you know, I mean, this is a piece of scripture that I can pray. I've always prayed this piece of scripture like externally, Lord, make my crooked path straight and all that. But now it takes on a new meaning when I pray it now after yesterday, saying, Lord, untwist the places inside of me that are twisted up. And even so much so, you know, just a school shopping or the trying to get done what needs to get done when things start stacking up. I mean, and you get twisted up.
Yeah, or just the confusion that's going on internally.
Right.
Help that be sorted out or infused by your leading, your prodding, your wisdom.
Right. And I mean, the passage of Scripture continues on that direction, because 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes, internal quality again, fear the Lord, internal quality, turn away from evil, internal. So this is, if we were to interpret this, the make your path straight as external, it's strange because every other part of the Scripture is internal. And so it has to be internal. And so just what a great place that you could go, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, just to help the Lord to recalibrate you and to untwist the places inside of you that have been twisted up. And let's just be honest, there's a million places in today's world that can twist you up. I mean, that can just get you tied up in knots, whether it is just trying to get dinner on the table or schedules or all those kinds of things. And so I just love that. I mean, yesterday I'm hammering on this bike rack thing, you know, and I'm just going, Lord, untwist me. You know, untwist the ways that I've twisted myself up.
And then as that happens internally, then the external will be a natural outgrowth. I mean, you'll walk up the straight path because you'll have already resolved maybe some of the issues or confusion.
How you set yourself towards the Lord, set yourself upon the Lord or towards the Lord, will dictate how you move through life. And so, you know, the calibration of your heart is you know, it's really funny when I was a number of weeks ago, we went to this, we rented a boat and we went on this lake and had this great kind of family vacation. And on the boat there was this little, like a compass thing. I didn't really need the compass thing and I didn't know how to use it, but it was cool. I mean, still you're driving a boat and you're like, I got a compass. I know where north is. You know, I mean, but the guy said to me, he said, when you get out, when you pull the boat out onto the water, make sure you press this button to calibrate the compass. Because he said, it's like a ball that floats. And he says, sometimes that gets twisted up in there. And so when I heard this guy talking about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it made me think of that. It made me think that, you know what, my compass, sometimes I need to stop and press the button because it gets twisted up a little bit. Because I need to realize and remember where my true north is. And my true north for all of us as a Christian is God. And then that compass, once we know where that is, we know what direction we'll move in. Then Scripture just falls in place. You know, he tells Joshua, give you every place you put your feet. Well, if your compass is set straight and you're untwisted, you're going to go the way that you're going to put your feet everywhere that the Lord would have you put your feet. And so, yeah.
And I'm thinking the Lord is directing your feet in different directions. I know we still have just a few minutes, but...
Hey, you're supposed to do some giveaways.
Oh, giveaway. Okay, giveaways first. Yeah, in fact, I have some laid out already for Friday, so I don't forget. So these are people that have filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys, and I have this prize cabinet that we just have to start sending some of these gifts to our listeners. So if you need a Voice Listener Radio survey, you can always contact the station or stop by various business locations that have our Tootsie Pop displays, but these are people that have filled out Voice of Listen Radio surveys. I can't remember. I think this was at a past Singing Men concert. Usually any of our concerts or radio events, we have these available. But if you need one, you can always call the station, 217-367-7777. But we have three books, and we're going to give them away. I might even include a Ron Hutchcraft resource because they dropped off some stuff last week. So the first winner is...
Gene Dennison, I think is the name.
Gene Dennison, okay.
Of Savoy. Gene Dennison is Savoy. I always look on these because I want to see what they listen to on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And Gene won Ann Graham Lott's Wounded by God's People.
Excellent. Okay, we'll send
that.
That's
happened a few times.
Yeah. Could that happen? God's People?
Hey, I could take this one over to my neighbor. This is my neighbor. June Sanders, although she doesn't live at Prairie View Road anymore. She lives on Wynwood Lane, two doors down from me.
Oh, that's right. She just moved in.
She just moved in. You could save yourself some postage.
I think I'll give that to you.
And she said, answers to questions about heaven. I think she actually asked me some questions about heaven recently.
Hey,
that's kind of funny.
Oh, cool. That's written by David Jeremiah.
Karen Motzinger. Karen Motzinger, married to Larry from Urbana,
Illinois. Larry, I think, singing with the Singing Men of GNN.
And so. She won a copy of Fight, A Christian Case for Nonviolence by Preston Sprinkle.
Remember when we talked with him?
Yep, and he was just recently at the audio feed gathering over there in July, I think it was. He made another appearance this year. So,
hey, the Lord's been at work in your life, and I just want to reference this for our listeners to be praying you up in the days ahead. I guess it actually won't happen or begin till the January time, but
there is a lot of preparation because I need to get a lot of things kind of set so that when it happens, I'm not trying to play catch up everywhere else.
Yes, but you've been accepted. You got accepted to Liberty University to begin on a dual master's program?
Yeah, it's Liberty Theological Seminary, and I'll be doing two specialized masters. They're specialized masters, so they're not a full 120 credit hours. What it is it's 60 credit guided hours. And so one will be in homiletics and one will be in theology. Hmm. And so, yeah, so we'll start that in January. But like I said, from now until January, just need to get ahead on, luckily we already know we're going to study the book of Isaiah next year, 66 books. I don't know how long that's going to take. It could be a long time. But we feel like the prophet has something to say to us. We've been going through Elijah the last couple weeks, and we're going to head into Habakkuk and Haggai. So we want to hear from the prophets, because I believe that the prophets, though they had a word for Israel then, the word was to the human heart, which is eternal. And so the heart is the issue the prophets are addressing. So, I'm going to need to do a lot of work into Isaiah so that when we get to starting school, I'm ahead and feeling like huge, another thing has not landed on my plate. So it is a point of a lot of prayer, especially for my wife, because my wife, we prayed a lot about it because my wife knows that this is going to be 20 hours of my week that I'm not going to be doing family thing. And so she knows that this is going to take, she knows what school the first time was like while we had two kids. And so she's, she thinks, well, four kids. So it'll be interesting. But I knew it was the right thing to do, and my wife said it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we've been praying it up, and you love teaching and preaching God's word, so it fits right along with how God will continue to enhance kind of your experience with him and your study preparation for the radio ministry for the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, and how he continues to lead you through other avenues where you can share and preach and teach. I know you and I have been talking about some other things, including something that's even happening at the end of this month, our Israel benefit concert that's going to be happening at the Community Evangelical Free Church. Be tuning in. You can hear a lot about that. But that'll be happening the last day of August. It's the 31st. It's Sunday night, beginning at 6 p.m. And then just some other things that you and I have been praying about, and we'll see.
There's always something cooking, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a lot. And, Lord willing, when we finish Acts on Fridays in 2017, we can maybe even go into Isaiah for 3 to 5 years.
Until you retire and die.
Yeah. So
be like, man, remember when we knew Mark in Isaiah 10?
Yeah. God rest his soul.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
So lots of things to be praying about, and school is certainly one of the things that is front and center right now, and we just praise God for the opportunity that we have this new day to follow after him and to seek after him and to watch him do his miraculous work each and every day. So thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. Thanks for tuning in this very day. And if we can be of service to you, give the station a call, 217-367-7777. And be sure to tune in Friday. We'll continue our study through the book of Acts and see what God will teach us through this great narrative, this biblical account of how he worked through the beginning church and how he desires to work in and through you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.